Hello and welcome to the Doc Talk Podcast. I'm Kenny Walter, Assistant Managing Editor of ACP Live. There has long been an obesity problem in the U.S. that likely was only made worse during the COVID-19 pandemic. With diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and gastrointestinal problems on the rise, the connection to the growing rates of obesity might be obvious. Recently, investigators from the Cleveland Clinic presented new data during the 2022 Digestive Disease Week in San Diego, connecting bariatric surgery with improved outcomes, lower rates of multi-organ failure, and lower levels of mortality in patients with obesity when hospitalized with myocardial infarction. A total of 290,000 weighted hospitalizations were included in the study. From this population, 3,800 had a history of bariatric surgery. Data show inpatient mortality rates were lower in patients with a history of bariatric surgery, 0.8% compared to 2.3%. They additionally observed bariatric surgery was a protective factor, having lower odds of inpatient mortality after myocardial infarction. In this episode of Doc Talk, I am joined by Dr. Roberto Simons-Linares of the Cleveland Clinic, one of the lead authors of this study. Dr. Simons-Linares explained how the data show the value in bariatric surgery and how concerning obesity rates are, especially following the COVID-19 pandemic. Without further ado, here is my conversation with Dr. Simons-Linares. Start things off, can you explain the poster you gave at DDW 2022 on bariatric surgery?
Of course, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity and the invitation, Kenny. So at DDW 2022, one of our oral podium presentations was on patients with a history of bariatric surgery. So patients who suffer from obesity. And we wanted to see if the bariatric surgery had an impact when these patients were hospitalized for a myocardial infarction, you know, or a heart attack. So that's the research title of our our project that we presented this year, one of them.
Okay. And what did the results show?
Yeah, so this study showed that we use a large database. So we had about almost 300,000 patients, and we basically look at patients with obesity hospitalized with myocardial infarction or MI or a heart attack in common language. And the study found that we divided the groups between patients who had bariatric surgery in the past versus those who didn't. And we found that when patients with obesity hospitalized with myocardial infarction and had also a history of bariatric surgery, these patients had a lower mortality. So they died less, and they also had better outcomes. They had less risk of respiratory failure. They also had less risk of basically having organ failure, such as kidney injury. And they also were able to get out of the hospital sooner. So the length of stay in the hospital was shorter. And these are, in my opinion, very significant findings. This is a pretty straightforward study, very common question, I will say. And I think the conclusion or a take-home message of this was bariatric surgery decreases the risk of dying in the hospital if you ever have an MI or myocardial infarction, and also decreases your length of stay. So you get out of the hospital sooner, and you have less organ failures such as respiratory failure and kidney injury.
Okay. Now, obviously, obesity is a major issue, and I don't know if we yet know how the pandemic and the nature of people not taking care of themselves during the pandemic might impact rates in the future, but the rates are high generally even before COVID. How important is it to find interventions to decrease some of the mortality and morbidity related to obesity?
That's a great question, Kenny. Yes, during the pandemic, we've seen not only in obesity, but in many diseases, there was delay in care. There was worsening of obesity on itself. So, the population gained weight, and I think the important question you raised today was, what do we do? Why is this important, and what do we do? What therapies? How do we act on this? So I think patients should know that obesity is not a static problem. This is a very common problem. Almost half of the population suffers from it, but most people don't look for help. So I think an important point and a message I would like to tell our audience is obesity is very common. And it's a big problem, and looking for help and for options is the start of that journey. It's not an easy problem to solve. So I tell my patients, this is not a quick fix, but you got this. It's going to require hard work. And we have at Cleveland Clinic, we have multiple options to help you, from pharmacotherapy or medications to surgery in some cases, or endoscopy. Endoscopic therapies are also minimally invasive, such as endoscopic sleeve gastroplasty. But again, bariatric surgery and sleeve gastrectomies, gastric bypass, and actually pharmacotherapy. Those are all the options that we go over in clinic. And I think patients should know that there are multiple options out there, and looking for help information, I think, is the first step, and it's very important because obesity is really a serious chronic disease, affects multiple organs and throughout your body. And the earlier you look for help, the better.
Now, is there any plans to study this further? And is there anything in this study that maybe popped up that you would like a offshoot study to look at?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yes, this study has its own limitations. This was a large database. So there's some granular data that is lacking or missing, but we knew this, from the nature of the database. For example, how much weight you have to lose to actually get that benefit, right, that we're seeing in this study. And also study better the profile of the patient. For example, after you have the bariatric surgery, when is the benefits? Is 1 year later, 10 years later, 5 years? So there's multiple questions, and we're planning to do this with a different database that will offer this granular data. And we're planning to present that the following year, hopefully. And that will help us answer the other questions that we still have unanswered.
I would like to thank Dr. Simons-Linares for joining me on the special DDW edition of Doc Talk. If you missed any of the exciting research from the major gastro meeting, please check out our DDW conference page and make sure you follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. As always, thanks for listening.